here at the 2017 CUNA Technology Council Conference and the Operations and Member Experience Council Conference. Two conferences in one spot.
That's right. That's
and we are here with CASASA's Chris Warwick. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing great. Great. Really enjoying the conference so far.
Yeah, well, how's the show going for you? I mean, any takeaways yet? Or
yeah, you know, a lot of great conversations and discussions happening at the show this year. A lot centered around how to really, really connect with members and consumers in general. And lots of good conversation around the different generations and what that means for us marketers and how to really, really connect in what I like to call the age of the consumer.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about this. Let's dive a little deeper here because there's a question here. How to connect with members in the age of the consumer. What does that mean?
Well, it means a lot. It means we have a lot of challenges as marketers and as credit unions, and it means we also have a lot of opportunities. When you think about how consumers operate today, there has never been a point in time where they've got more access to technology, to information, the way they make decisions, the way they go about even sourcing information is completely different than it has been in past years. And what that means is it's a tremendous challenge for marketers, right? It really requires access to data and insights. You have to really, really know your consumer and know your members so that you can connect with them on an ongoing basis. And in many cases, it just requires technology. And both of these things can be a big hurdle for some credit unions. So we're here to talk a little bit about how they can approach these challenges, turn them into opportunities, and make the most of what they have.
Okay, so how do they get over these hurdles? If you just want to give us a taste, I don't want to steal your thunder or anything
a
taste.
No. I think the big thing that as marketers in the financial service industry we need to think about is really how to leverage data, right? We have access to information like we've never had before. We have access to how our members are using the products that we provide for them, how they interact with the brand, and really being able to harness that information and turning it into meaningful insights is super critical. And I think it's something that all of us in this industry really need to start paying attention to and getting a game plan around.
And if I had a nickel for every time I've heard data at this conference,
right,
I would be rivaling Bill Gates, maybe. I don't know, maybe halfway there or something. But man, I mean, you can't swing a cat these days without hearing data analytics, predictive data, all this stuff. I mean, it's a new language now. It's almost so.
Yeah.
How does a credit union keep their heads from spinning off when we're talking about all this stuff?
Right. It's a really great question. One of the things I like to talk about is not data for data's sake, because you do hear a lot in the industry about big data. Let's get our hands around as much data as we possibly can. But I think it really requires a meaningful, thoughtful approach to understand what is the right data? What are the right data points that we need to actually make decisions and action on? And I think that's really the first step for most credit unions is take an assessment of what information you have access to and then make some decisions about how you want to leverage that information. And one of the things I'm really big on is marketers should have, you know, that technology colleague right by their side. Marketing and technology do not need to be separate, nor should they be.
Not anymore.
Day and age, right? We should be working very closely together. So that's the other thing I encourage credit unions to do is really take a look at how operationally they're set up to take advantage of that data and then put it into practice in their marketing programs.
Well, yeah, that's what I was trying to get at. It's like that data kind of permeates everything. It affects every department. And so you're kind of taking down the silos and everybody's kind of got to work together with this information now.
That's right. When you think about how it can impact the business broadly, it's everything from using that data to segment your customers, understanding who you want to go after and how to engage them in conversations across multiple channels. That's huge. It's about learning from your experiences with your members as you engage them over time and using that information to make sure that you're having those relevant conversations and that you're really growing that relationship over time. And then last, but certainly not least, is as you're looking at marketing effectiveness, bringing that data, bringing analytics back in to say, hey, are we being successful here with our marketing approaches? How can we do better and how can we optimize? And that's just going to be the way of the world moving forward, right?
Well, it sounds like it's a smarter way to go. I mean, it's our new normal, but it sounds like it's a smarter way to go.
Yep. And so really, you know, when you think about it, putting data and data management should be kind of at the top of the list for most credit unions, well, for all financial services marketers.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I think I just saw a recent study where, you know, 70% of us globally said the most important priority for us this year in 2017 is to really enhance the digital experience. Well, you can't enhance the digital experience without data. I mean,
true.
You have to know who you're going after. So super, super important.
Okay, good stuff. All right, let's get to the second question here quickly. How data and technology are critical to deliver a meaningful member experience? I think we touched on that in a couple of your responses already.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, really, I think the key takeaway here is you have to understand who you're engaging with, who your members are, and have a meaningful conversations with them. At Casasa, we like to say, no more campaigns, conversations, right? We want to establish conversations with account holders and prospective account holders and members. And so in order to do that, you have to have on the pulse of the data that is coming in an almost real-time basis. And I think that's where the incredible opportunity is for most. I think, you know, we tend to put out some very general campaigns or communications, and now we have an opportunity to really personalize, right? Use that data for personalization and really make it more meaningful for the member or the consumer in which we're trying to have a conversation
with. Yeah, I was thinking the word precise, but yeah, meaningful, precise. Personal,
yep,
all that.
Yep. And quite frankly, you know, in the age of the consumer, that's what they expect.
Of course. Right? Now we do, yeah.
You know,
we're getting spoiled.
They expect, you know, some high touch, very personalized communication. You know, it's all about them. And so, you know, that's another kind of shift in mindset as marketers we need to have, is that it really, really is all about the consumer.
Yep.
And that becomes extremely challenging in today's world to have those types of meaningful conversations without leveraging data and technology. Becomes very difficult without.
Oh, and credit unions have to live up to this now. It's like that whole Amazon experience. Everyone kind of expects that now.
That's right. And, you know, when you think about some of the upcoming generations, which we've had a lot of conversation at the conference.
Haven't
about,
we?
About millennials, right? Okay. And you know, that's really interesting to me, because when you think about the millennials, they are getting married and having children, and that whole generation is kind of moving on and becoming very much established. The generation I think that we need to be not worried about, but we need to be thinking about as marketers and getting prepared for, is Gen Z.
Yep, I agree.
Completely different generation. Will be very, very interesting to see, you know, how we need to change and adapt as marketers to really, really get to that audience.
That will be our part two conversation. Chris, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great stuff. Keep up.